Hi, guys. This is Pastor Chuck Allen. Welcome back to day three of week four of our race plan, Finding Our Groove over 30 days. Now, just a quick review. We talked about calling a lot in the first couple of weeks, and we moved on. We talked a little bit in week three about contentedness. And then we moved on, and we started in the last day or two talking a lot about character. But in that character, we spent some time yesterday making sure that we grasp and understand that it is a position of integrity. When we reveal God's character in our life and our heart, we are living in the space of integrity. But guys, the way to fuel integrity is to be inspired to live with, are you ready for it? Humility. That's right, humility. And here's where we find that. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, the scriptures say, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up, and watch this, guys, in due time. This is the one that trips up a lot of us, guys, humility. The cornerstone of humility for reflecting godly character in our culture, and our culture, quite frankly, guys, is about self-glorification. It's a temptation to put aside humility almost in every part of our life. But as a Christian, as a man finding his groove to become all God has called us to be, we have to always seek to honor our Savior over ourselves. Now, there are far too many folks seeking honor through supposedly bigger and better positions on the job or in the church even. But when you try to gain honor through others, you're really saying you don't trust God to honor you in his good time. When we try to force honor, when we try to create a path, when we try to make sure people know us, when we try to make sure people know how good we are, then what's happening is that really we're just not trusting God to do that in the time that he wants us to. Guys, can you see how drastic this can become in our life? When it comes to humility, we have to keep in mind that honor and respect are given by and achieved through God and only God. I mean, they're not infinite rights any of us can earn. I mean, there's a fairly extreme example in the consequences of pride found in the book of Numbers. The Israelites had been in the wilderness for a pretty good while under the leadership of Moses, and his siblings, Miriam and Aaron, began to get a little jealous of Moses and his leadership. And in chapter 12, the Bible tells us, in Numbers 12:1, watch this, that Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Miriam and Aaron were obviously looking for a reason to rumble. Haven't you been there? I just need something to gripe about. And so what we find is the scriptures say in verse 2 in Numbers 12, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't he also spoken through us? Aren't we a big deal as well? And the Lord, he had to have heard this, right? They were beginning to be full of themselves, and God wasn't happy with them. He even makes a special point to compare them to Moses' humility in the following verse. And here, listen to this. Moses was a humble man, a very humble man, God says, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Guys, this is God saying, this is how I want you to live. This is how I want you to lead. God heard Miriam and Aaron grumbling and griping about Moses, and he stepped in to take action. First, reprimanding them. If you're wondering where that, look in Numbers 12, 6 and 8. Then striking Miriam with leprosy, Numbers 12, 10. Aaron comes to his senses and pleads with Moses not to let Miriam be afflicted with this hideous disease. Moses, being the humble man, the man of humility, he was so humble that he wasn't presuming to command God to do anything. He responds by crying out to the Lord in Numbers 12:13, "Oh God, please heal her." Now, if this chick had been, you know, griping about me and you, I don't think I'd be asking God to heal her. I'd be thinking, you know, strike her again, harder, harder. I mean, seriously, guys, think about this. God heard Moses' cry and said Miriam would be healed, but not before she spent 7 days outside the camp. The Israelites couldn't even move on until she was brought back into the fold. It's a cautionary tale to us all. God is always watching to see if we're seeking his will or if we're seeking to promote ourselves. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23 sums it up perfectly, guys. And I'll finish day three, week four on this. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor. Guys, in our life today, where can we make the conscious decision, I want to take the lowest road. No, I want to take the highest road. And I want to assume the lowest position. When we do, we create a space for God to give us the richest blessing. See you tomorrow.